How Diversity Training Infuriates Men and Fails Women. Decades before Anita Hill, Gretchen Carlson, or #MeToo, American companies dreamed up diversity training, typically a course that lasts anywhere from an hour to a couple of days, with the goal of wiping out biases against women and others from underrepresented groups. For most of its history, diversity training has pretty much been a cudgel, pounding white men into submission with a mix of finger-wagging and guilt-mongering. The first training programs surfaced in the 1950s after men returned from World War II and were appalled and perplexed to find women in their offices. After the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the training took on more urgency. Within a decade, it had morphed into a knee-jerk response to legal actions after a series of high-profile sex discrimination suits, including one by the women of Newsweek magazine, who were stranded in a pink ghetto. Women don't write at Newsweek. If you want to be a writer, go someplace else, the bosses told them, according to Lynn Povich, one of the 46 women who sued. By the time I entered the workforce in the 1980s, the Newsweek suit and others like it, led by women at Time, the Associated Press, and the New York Times, were mostly forgotten. Diversity training had taken a back seat, too. I don't recall ever hearing the phrase until the 1990s. By then, it had been reconstituted as a feel-good exercise in consciousness-raising. White men were told they should include women and minorities because it's the right thing to do. It was all about the importance of inclusion. But here's the thing about diversity training. It doesn't work. Harvard organizational sociology professor Frank Dobbin and others have since delved into why such programs have failed. Dobbin combed through thousands of data points and found that for white women and black men and women in management positions, it actually made things worse. That's right. Companies that introduced diversity training would actually employ more women and black men today if they had ever had diversity training at all. He singled out three situations in which training is doomed to fail. When it's mandatory, when it so much as mentions the law, or when it is specific to managers as opposed to being offered to all employees. Unfortunately, he found about 75% of firms with diversity training programs fall into at least one of those categories.